share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. What about the MCO now? During the National COVID-19 Immunization Program press conference today, the 17th of May, Health Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Adam Baba said that the movement control order in Selangor has allowed the authorities to conduct more tests and isolations of positive cases. The state government also conducted RTK antigen tests in hotspot areas, which allowed quick contact tracing. However, he added that they need to suggest that the government tighten the SOPs and implement a full MCO in Selangor if KKM is unable to control the number of cases. Selangor recorded the highest number of cases yesterday, the 16th of May, at 1,275 cases, and also the highest number of deaths at 8 people. Malaysians are leaning towards this suggestion as well, considering the worrying number of cases. However, there were also some that were confused as to how a full MCO would differ from the MCO we're currently in. Will the full MCO be implemented in Selangor? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, second round of AstraZeneca will be available starting the 23rd of May in these states. Source: Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.